This is Tesco V, the Dutch Hercules, enemy of society number one. And you listen to radio like you want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's radio like you want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mike. It's a Midwestern kind of a day.
Oh, y'all.
I'm telling you, man, we are getting deep into it this week with Tesco V from the Meat Men.
Wow, it's going to be crazy. The Dutch Hercules is descending from the mountaintop, coming down to talk to us.
This is old school punk rock, just like you've been demanding in the middle of the nation.
That's right. Everybody has got a hunger for this, and we're bringing it like it can only be brought. Tesco V, we're doing a full big old interview with him, playing lots of tracks from the Meat Men. He's revving up a big tour starting in April, heading west to Chicago, dipping into Canada a little bit, and he's got a book out.
Take Off, eh?
You know.
Touch and Go, the original. A lot of people don't know Tesco, the inventor, one of the co-inventors, as he'll tell you, of the classic fanzine Touch and Go that became the label Touch and Go that spawned a generation.
To the giant
of six
corporation
months.
That ended up buying into chemicals and
that's right.
Now rivaled
they make
Halliburton
Agent
at one time, I do believe, until the big accident they had in India where thousands of people died. But
that's behind us, Mike, as we
that was a dark time.
With some of our classic features, I'm talking Globetrotter. It came from the garage. Even the Estrogen OD makes an appearance this week on the show.
The Triumvirate of Awesome is coming your way. All three of our features, Blag. And, you know, we got some audio submissions coming up as well. And we got a dedication from somebody.
The audience had best be submissive if we're in the driver's seat, Mike.
You know they are. Each and every episode, they just keep coming back for more abuse, and we're going to give it to them again this episode with the Meat Men right here on radio.
LikeYouWant.com and Up That Ass for 2011.
Die! He's sure cranky, isn't he?
No, he's tired from doing a lot of thinking.
Well then, why isn't he happy like we are?
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Oh, it's the Globetrotter return. Mike, please tell me where you're taking it to this week.
Austria, my friend. This band's Bay Area locals, but they're straight out of Austria. Holzfeuer, tell them what it's all about.
Mike and Black, you ballsy studs! If it weren't for goddamn heroes like you, Arnacore would still be yodeling back in Austria instead of being right here sharing the ancient ballsy lifestyle of our homeland right there. Come on, do it now!
I'm ballsy! I'm a stud! It don't take shit from anyone! I'm ballsy! I'm a stud! I smoke my stogies wherever I want! I'm ballsy! I'm a stud! I don't take shit from anyone! I'm ballsy! I'm a stud! I smoke my stogies wherever I want! Balls in the fires, off on display. All my dues are what I pay. So hear me now when I say I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I don't take shit from anyone. I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I smoke my smokies whenever I want. Now I'm wiser and I'm older. Here it logs, I'm a guy that's over. Scale a cliff. Big goalkeeper, keep my soul get closer. I'll live forever, I never die. The same the best, the next no lie. I succeed where others fly. Even the losers can't deny. I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I don't take shit from anyone. I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I smoke my stogies wherever I want. I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I don't take shit from anyone. I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I smoke my stogies wherever I want.
What you do, there's somebody always out there trying to control you. Hey, that's just an opportunity right here. An opportunity to express who you are and what you stand for. So we want you to join us on this tour right now, but only if you believe these words about yourself.
I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I don't take shit from anyone. I'm ballsy, I'm a stud. I smoke my stogies wherever I want.
Call right there, straight out of Austria, Black. Can you believe that shit?
I'm telling you what, they are the best Austrian group I know, Mike.
That is fine. Better, right? Even better than the Swiss Family Robinson, do you know?
Absolutely. Better than the Von Trapp family.
Wow. I'd like to see them head-to-head in a double bill. For that Necros IQ 32 EP, 1981, that came out on what? What label could that have possibly come out
on? I think it might have been Touch and Go Records, original punk label from out of the Midwest.
Wow, Cro-Mags before that. Hard Times are coming your way. Age of Quarrel right there, 1986. Minor Threat before
minor
that.
Minor Treat.
I Don't Want to Hear It. Filler 7-inch right there. Now that was a special request by the Dutch Hercules himself, Mr. Tesco V. Meat Men numero uno.
He said that it was Minor Threat that got him interested in hardcore.
Spoilers. Oh, no spoilers.
Hey,
pull
right?
back
oh,
a little
okay.
bit. You don't
want
to
right.
give
can't
all
give
them
everything. You're
come
right.
On.
Well, we're always doing that, Mike. We're always just giving a little bit more.
Just more than they need.
Reaching deep within ourselves. But, yeah, we did a deep interview with your boy, Tesco V. It's coming up. I don't want to give anything away, but he talks about all the weird sexual stuff he did.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about porn stars that he slept with. He talks about slamming dope with Danzig.
And thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it gets crazy.
A day.
Yeah. But Tesco doesn't hold anything back, and neither do we.
No, we don't hold shit back. We don't even hold the Meat Man back. We are the Meat Man, and you suck. Right here on radio.
Like you want.
With Meat Man, and you suck! Stop eating grannies at the AMP. Steal their money, buy something for me. A six of flaps and a pack of butts. The rendezvous with the other three nuts. A punk rock tune in a checked up right. Force in face, but is on electric glide. Sherry bombs in the toilet bowls. What a bunch of a-holes. We're the main man, and you suck. We're the main man, and you suck. We're the main man, and you suck. Mortals bow before the masters. Proud with the man of meat. Four sick dog losers with the stinking feet. We'll do any blood, bad, ugly, or skag. What a bunch of weenbags. We're the main man, and you suck. We're the main man, and you suck. We're the main man, and you suck. Mortals bow before the master.
We're the Meat Men, and you suck right here on Radio Like You Want. We got the man himself, Tesk OV of the Meat Men, joining us on the phone right now.
That's right, all the way from fucking Lansing.
Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah.
Tesco, are you still as sick and fucked up as I know you were when you made these records? Please tell me.
Absolutely. Biting on ladies' ankles when they walk by because you go to jail for shit like that. So, you know, I kind of dance around, but, you know, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty and I get on stage and shove a big fucking glass of dirty old school up people's ass.
The first question I have, I got to cut right to the chase. Why toilet slave? What is it about those two words together that just kind of say it all?
We did that record just kind of like, it was kind of a reaction to Pope on a Rope because that was our sort of heavy, like, you know, I don't know, tuned down. And some people like that as our best album, but Toilet Slave was just kind of a reaction. Let's just make a really stupid, you know, sophomoric, kind of like old, like the old Meat Men. So it was kind of a concerted effort to dumb things down. And
so you guys felt you were getting a little too sophisticated. You need to dumb it down a little more from where you started.
Pope on a Rope, way too high concept right there. You got to bring it back down to reality. Although Pope on a Rope is one of my favorite personal faves, even though it's the heaviest that you guys put out.
I mean, coming from it, it's a little self-serving, but I would have to agree. It's just like, just, you know, go. I've always, you know, gone for the throat, and I think that one just goes for the throat, rips the throat out, and beats you to death with the larynx, you know.
There was something about the very first one, too, like there are with a lot of punk bands, where when you guys first came out, and also the art, it had such a minimal quality to it. Like, it almost kind of defined hardcore, the garage element of it, that just, like, we drew this, we sang this.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, it was just a goof, you know? It was kind of like, you don't think about it too hard, and I think that's sort of the essential element of punk rock. If you think about it too hard, then
your brain falls off.
So that those demos are recorded in my garage, you know, and the microphone hanging from a nail. And
now you guys are a Midwest punk band.
My wife is now the merch chickie, so she's going to beat off the girls when they get too close to me.
Well, see, no, that's actually good. She can get girls for you. That way it makes you seem really sensitive.
You don't have to do any work.
That's
perfect,
right?
Like that. Now, you're heading out on tour in April. I'm sure you're going to be running through all your hits. It's going to be an extravaganza for sure. So we'll play a few tunes, come back and talk about that. We're here with the Meat Man himself, Tesco V. He's evil in a league with Satan on radio.
Like you want.
I'm in a league with Satan. I want to raise in hell. I want the streets of Salem. I want the living dead. You don't want to tell me what's wrong or right. We can let our children. Look out. Beware. When the bull moves high and dry, every way
I'm there. Every shadow in the night, I'm evil underneath with Satan. Evil underneath with Satan.
Toilet Slave record there.
If
dumb
Tesco
it down
is
a little.
Known for one thing, it will be for introducing the concept of the Toilet Slave.
We'd love that. Started things off with Evil in a League with Satan, War of the Superbikes 2. I'm sure all these hits or more are going to be played on this upcoming tour here. Tesco V from the Meatmen joining us by phone. Tesco, this is a big tour for you. You're blowing out big, huh?
We're hitting the West Coast and we're hitting it hard.
Nice.
So come out and fucking see this, because, you know, I might just have the big one on stage. I might do what Gigi threatened to do, you know.
Actually die on stage. That would be a great Meat Men moment.
And pussy failed at it. I got this gun called the Wind Demon that can, like, shoot a...
The Wind Demon.
...next week, and I fill it with all sorts of... You never know what I'm going to fill it with.
It's funny, because that's the name of Mike's RV, the Wind Demon.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
right.
Which he drives around.
I don't even know what that means.
I shouldn't have gotten high before I did this. I'd forgotten all about this one.
Tesco, you're going to be playing all your hits on this one? Is this a big Meat Men extravaganza, A to Z, hitting whole catalog hard?
Somebody, like, you know, on Facebook, so are you going to play some old stuff? It's like, no, we're going to come out with a concept album like Nostradamus. Synthesizers and violins. I mean, of course we're going to play the old
stuff. Well, the fans like to hear you say it, so I just want to make sure they heard it here.
That's right. People are sick of showing up, and the guy plays, like, his acoustic stuff. Tell me about the magazine, the book. Well, you are Touch and Go, right?
Yeah, I mean, I started it with my buddy Dave Simpson, otherwise known as DS, and... You know, we tried to sell this book for like 5 years, and we had various publishers that were interested, and then finally we found Bazillion Points. They're out of New York. They did the Hellhammer book, and the book came out in like end of June. It's already sold 8,000 copies, so.
Well, just so everyone knows, it's called Touch and Go, the Complete Hardcore Punk Zine, 79 to 83, of 576 pages. This thing's behemoth, huh?
Yeah, put it in perspective. Hank Rollins has sold 17,000 copies of Get in the Van, you know, the seminal, everyone has to read this if you're punk rock. Watch out, Hank.
That's
in the
right.
rearview mirror and I'm coming fast.
Your boy Tesco V rivaling Hank Rollins for reaching the masses with hardcore. Thanks. What was the band that woke you up to the scene?
Minor Threat, probably, you know, just being moving to D.C. But prior to that, you know, the Misfits, you'd have to give the Misfits a prop because we were friends with them before Glenn Danzig turned into a total ween bag around 1985. But
as soon as he got paid, why is it that it works that way?
Yeah, you know, there's a funny story that Kenny from Violent Apathy tells. So he used to do shows in Kalamazoo, and it was a Sam Haines show, and Glenn was getting in the van, and he opened the door and leaned out. He goes, "Kenny, this is the last band tour. Next tour, Metallica." And he slammed the door, and they were off into the night. And yeah, they were all going on to fame and fortune, and I was languishing in obscurity. But I'm not bitter about it.
No.
Well, were you on dope at least?
I was on dope, of course.
Perfect. See, that's the difference.
I thought you were going to say when Fear played on Saturday Night Live, weren't you one of the slam dancers that they imported up there?
If you look, and there's a guy, that big pencil neck geek that comes walking up in the foreground and like does the "We're Not Worthy" bows, that's me.
Ah, see?
And then I was just mortified because, like, you know, Ian MacKay and Harley from the Cro-Mags and all these guys are doing, you know, stage dives that never had done a stage dive in their life, and they were knocking the mics over, and I was just like so embarrassed I left.
But you're part of our cultural touchstones, Tesco. You were there, the original hardcore.
My biggest regret about that night is I walked by, there was just, I couldn't see him, but I could smell him. Leaving and Belushi were in there smoking pot, and I could have walked in and just said, "Hey, what's up?"
You could have smoked one with Belushi.
Fucking pussy, I didn't go in there.
Oh, you for regret that for the rest of your life.
I do.
Well, let's get back into some more tunes here, and we'll continue talking with you. We want to know, how soon is now the Smiths cover here from the Meat Man on radio?
Like you want some charming Meat Men.
Playing some deep tracks on your Tune for Tuesday.
Yeah, we're deep tracks only around here. Lucky for us, all your tracks are deep, so we don't have to worry about it.
Or his horn, I have made fun behind those doors. Drunk in desperation,
Drugs and masturbation, these are a few of my favorite things from the classic Pope on a Rope. And before that, of course, their cover of the Smiths classic, How Soon Is Now? Tesco, didn't it always kind of sound like the guy from the Smiths had some semen in his mouth?
He's definitely gargling Wang Chung or something.
Did you do a little gargling yourself to get the tone just right?
No, I'm not a method singer.
Well, that's a classic cover of that one, but I want to talk a little more about your book and how did you decide what was just tiny enough to keep it hardcore and underground? What was your criterion thing?
That was everything. We wanted it to be like a testament or a document to the times, and that those were heady times. I mean, it was independent music, there was electronic, there was industrial, there was hardcore eventually, there was ska, there was rockabilly revival. I mean, it was just like there were so many fucking 45s coming out, and I'm making $9,600 a year as a school teacher, but somehow I managed to beg, borrow, and steal and feed my habit. We'd drive to Wax Tracks in Chicago every month or two, and we'd go to all these back alley record stores. You got any old boxes of 45s, me and DS, and these guys would pull out these, Pagans and Crime Records and old Misfits, and the shit was out there, and we were beating the bushes, and fanzines were sort of a crucial element to the whole thing. I mean, that's the only way people learned about it.
Well, this book is a must-have. Touch and Go, the complete hardcore punk zine, 1979 to 1983. Kids, get out there, get your hands on it. Let's get back into some music here. Tesco's heading out on the road with his band, the Meat Men, and when he comes to San Francisco, he will definitely be killing the hippies right here on radio.
Like you want.
Fresh air!
Times Square!
You are my wife!
Goodbye, city life!
Green Acres, Do a Whip It, and Kill the Hippies. All classic Meatmen stuff. All stuff you're going to hear on their upcoming tour. Tesco, when you hitting the road?
Hitting the road early April. Our first show's in Denver, on shows in Cali, down through Texas. Anywhere west of Chicago, watch out.
All right, man. We're going to be looking forward to seeing you when you roll into SF.
The Meatmen, all-time classic on radio.
Like you won't. Suck, you suck, Black. We all suck here at Radio Like You Want.
It's an eternal truth that the Meat Men brought home to us. Mike, that was an orgy of meat. That was a banquet of meat. It was a smorgasbord of meat.
Wow. Those are, you kind of went from crazy wild down to mild on that one.
With smorgasbord?
Well, don't you think orgy's a little more crazy than smorgasbord?
Listen, I've been to some crazy smorgasbords, man.
Well, if you've been to smorgasbords like I do, obviously you go into those pedestrian Protestant smorgasbords. But
you know, we're the only show on the radio that discusses smorgasbords at length.
Yeah, we got a whole bit coming up about that next show. The next show is all about smorgasbords. So turn in. In fact, if you missed our past shows, we got a whole bunch of, we got a buffet special and the whole thing. They're all available at RadioLikeYouWant.com.
As I recall, you used to have a stoner rock band called Smorgasbord.
That's right.
And there's information about them up at RadioLikeYouWant.com, as well as podcasts, downloads. You can listen live. We are all up and down.
Yeah,
the internet.
Sideways, perpendicular. It's nuts over there. RadioLikeYouWant.com. It's got all the podcasts, everything you need to know about us.
You can call us on the telephone. You can pant. You can leave dirty messages.
You can do that. That's pretty crazy.
If you're
and
a woman
have.
And you've got braces, I'll know that you've got braces just from your message.
Well, we just heard a great segment there by Tesco V, the Meat Men, heading out west of Chicago, dipping into Canada a little bit. They're playing with all kinds of crazy bands. Arnold Core is going to be opening for them here in the Bay Area. We heard them Globetrotter earlier, and they're playing with Zeke up in Seattle, the finest, on radio.
Like you want.
Brand new Zeke right here.
Some dipshit, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want. Play some fucking early Grace, you homos.
Every night is just Saturday night. Every day is beautiful day. Every night is just Saturday night to me.
Now as I walk down life's lonely highway, I'll share a random thought. Just about my only consolation is that I never will get caught. Yes, it's a shame, the kind of pain that a man can inflict. just that quick. Oh, but I wrote my own lifetime story upon a brick.
Every night is just Saturday night. Every day is beautiful day. Every night is just Saturday night to me.
Yeah, I once had a gal in Phoenix down by a railroad track. Yes, and I left that gal in pieces down in a lonely zone of shack. Well, it's a shame, but I am to blame, and I will admit that the shoe fits. Oh, but I know that deep down low, you're loving it. And that's why I say,
every night is just Saturday night. Every day is a beautiful day. Every night is just Saturday night to me.
On Radio Like You Want, the legendary Shack Shakers, Cheatin' the Hangman, Swamp Blood 2007. It's a classic. Before that, Earl Lee Grace, Saturday Night. Every night is a Saturday night. Black Grass, 1995. That one came from a listener request. They went to the website, they dialed the phone number, and they requested that one, folks. Did you hear that? For that, Zeke, that's a brand new one from them. Not even sure it's out yet. It's probably a world exclusive from us. Season of the Witch. Be looking for that one at their shows.
You gotta hand it to Zeke. I just saw these guys recently, and they are still one of the most fire-breathing, nasty-ass rock and roll bands out there. You got to check out Zeke.
Yeah, true classic. Getting better than ever. Cleaned up a little bit, and rocking hard.
And by cleaned up, I mean on dope.
Yeah, well, they're better on dope. They've always been better on dope.
I think most bands are better on dope. Look at Keith Richards. Yeah. I think he's a classic example of why kids should start taking drugs and really, really work hard at taking them.
Yeah, Iggy Pop. Look at that guy.
That's right. You can live.
Once a guy clean, boring.
That's right. He's got a great physique. It came from doing drugs.
That's right.
Had a lot of success. It was the drugs.
You want to be that good looking at 78?
That's right.
You got to do heroin.
That's what I'm talking about. And today we're pushing the Radio Like You Want diet, which is essentially heroin and diet cola.
With diet heroin.
Diet heroin. The FCC has requested that we do a kind of a PSA, as it were.
Well, I got another one that's even more... Wait a minute now. The ladies coming in?
They've come calling, Mike.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
Too big to ignore. That's what I tell them, Mike. I tell them I'm too big to ignore.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the caring, touching, softer, gentler side of Radio Like You Want. Blag this week.
The NPR victims. Side.
The NPR. Victims. FSF.
You can do it, Mike.
I can't say it, Blag. San Francisco classic right here, 1978. Victims. Midget.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
Right there, neat and neat, break on through, and neat and neat again, like a neat and neat sandwich, if you will, there, Blag.
You got to hand it to the Damned. The originals rule. Their covers are great. One of the all-time great punk bands, the Damned.
And they still got it. This was this is the new lineup, or the recent lineup, I should say. New as of in 10 years.
Featuring Pinch on drums for our British fans.
That's right. Originally drummed for the English Dogs. In fact, he created the English Dogs.
The English Dogs,
he made them. He was the English
Dog.
He was the dog's
he
dog.
He fought them on the beaches. He fought them on the sands, man.
Back in SF, we heard the Victims there. Midget, Emergency Room, 7-inch, 1978. Classic must-have single. I'm sure everyone's got it in their collection.
That is one of the great female punk vocals of all time. You got to hand it to the Victims. Great SF punk band.
Absolutely. Their Muni song is one of the better ones, too. We should play that.
That's right. Everyone hates Muni.
And so do the Victims.
So did the Victims. Right.
We're all victims of Muni in some way. Whoa!
Oh, my Lord, Mike. You know what it's time for.
It came from the garage.
Oh, Mike. Yes, indeed. This week, we're going deep with the Squires. This is an all-time classic garage song. Every 60s punk band used to do this one. It's on radio.
Like you want.
I'm going all the way, pretty baby. My time is soon, yeah. I'm going all the way, pretty baby. getting so much higher. My soul is burning inside, yeah. That flame is turning to a fire, just like the change in the tide.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the press. I am fully aware of the rumors that began with an air crash 10 days ago off the coast of Sicily. The airship XY-21, which crashed into the Mediterranean Sea on the 11th, was a single-stage, astro-propelled rocket launched 13 months ago from a site within the United States. The rocket had landed on the planet Venus.
Venus?
The planet Venus?
Had landed on the planet Venus and was on the return flight to Earth when the ship plunged into the sea. Some of you may also have heard the story of a monster now confined here in Rome Zoo. That beast is from Venus.
Venus?
The planet Venus?
Well, I guess that's all, and thank you for your patience.
Welcome to this earth. You made it the Charnel House.
Making plans, you make plans. I played in a band. Did you?
love that. Coxbar, did you have a nice life? Before that, Man or Astro Man, Transmissions from Venus.
Thoughts out to Victor Vector, Man or Astro Man. We're ICU on a breathing machine, caught pneumonia, turning to staph infection on tour. So please check him out online and send your thoughts and prayers to him.
You know what I'm saying, Man or Astro Man. We're with you tonight on Radio Like You Want.
Absolutely.
Of course, we heard from Tesco V, the meat man himself. We talked for hours and hours, it seemed.
Big thanks to him. Make sure you get online, check out his dates. He's heading out in April west of Chicago, dipping it into Canada. And also a big thanks to Dipshit for calling in and requesting Early Grace.
That's right. Some Dipshit, he said.
The Some Dipshit, yeah.
Well, fine.
Also, Holsfoya of Arno Core, and the list goes on and on.
Radio Like You Want is your station.
Greedy Worldwide.